Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. In 2003, the space shuttle Columbia broke apart on reentry, killing all seven on board. Shuttle debris was found in West Texas, and now research is underway in El Paso using pieces of Columbia that may help make space travel safer. To learn more, I visited the Center for the Advancement of Space Safety and Mission Assurance Research, or CASMAR, at UTEP. El Paso native and former astronaut Daniel Olivas is director of space initiatives at UTEP. He's also leading a new research endeavor doing what he calls forensic engineering. To show me what he means, we enter a secure room. He then enters a code into a keypad that opens a secure door into another room where he walks in and begins to unwrap pieces of history.
What we're looking at here is a remnant of Columbia.
Olivas starts to show me pieces of the space shuttle Columbia that broke apart while in reentry. He's holding what's left of a charred three-layered window number 7.
You know, just close your eyes and picture yourself. Prior to 2003, February 3rd, there was a crew that was on the inside of this vehicle, you know, looking out. And this, the external surface that was exposed to space, you know, and now it kind of represents it's a piece of history, but also a piece of science. History because of what happened to her, science because of the stories that are left to be told.
Olivas says these stories from the pieces of Columbia, like this window, have helped researchers better understand what happened.
In that very, very thin layer of charred blackness, it's where we found a very, very thin layer of titanium that was on the order of microns thick that led us to the story of the behavior of titanium in the entry environment.
Olivas says that these are the type of stories Columbia is trying to tell them, but the research and questions still remain. That's where CASMAR comes in. Darren Cohen, executive director at CASMAR, says the center basically works to identify the greatest potential risks to successful missions like launch, ascent, reentry, and existing in orbital conditions.
What are the biggest risks that keep engineers and scientists up at night? And we try to functionalize focused research to better characterize those risks and identify ways that we can reduce their impact to mission planning and architecture and execution.
Students working at CASMAR are using recovered pieces of the Space Shuttle Columbia for further research into understanding risks associated with space travel. Jacqueline Reyes, a doctoral student working at CASMAR, completed an internship at NASA during her undergraduate studies and worked in the orbital debris department. Today, she continues her work in orbital debris.
Since Columbia, you know, it underwent the ultimate failure. So we have unique information that can be obtained from the Columbia materials. And that is something that I look forward to investigating further and see what it can do to help benefit the orbital debris community and the rest of the space industry as a whole.
Another PhD student working with CASMAR is Arlene Smith, who as an undergraduate already was familiar with researching Columbia, and that intrigued her to continue the studies in her graduate work.
When I got in touch with my mentor, then he had told me about the Columbia remnants that are available and the research that's going on with Columbia here at UTEP. Well, so I was able, as an undergraduate student, to take some pieces, some exemplar pieces that mimicked what Columbia had gone through, and then I was able to take those pieces and characterize them according to metallography techniques.
Danny Olivas says partnering with companies and government agencies in research provides students at CASMAR promising opportunities.
That's what it's all about, is to, you know, provide this infrastructure, this kind of a student ecosystem to, you know, get the students engaged in whatever they want to do with their lives.
lives that may have an opportunity of contributing to what Olivas calls the new era in space. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.